This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word, and it means family. We're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar. Oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, if you had heard what Nita Johnson said to me just before we went on the air, you'd be jumping up and down. You said to me something outrageous. You asked the question,
How would you like to walk with God in such a way that every prayer that you ever prayed was answered?
How would you like that, Mishpacha? Now, obviously, everyone is shaking their head. Yes, I think we have your interest. Is that possible, Nita?
It is possible. In fact, the Lord encourages us to walk in that kind of life where the prayers that we pray are automatically answered. And that is a place that He can bring us into as we walk closely with Him. Our prayers begin to take on a life of their own as you walk closely with the Lord. They're empowered with a level of faith that goes beyond your own faith and into His faith, and will produce the answers even as you pray the prayers. That is a life that is possible, and is something He wants to bring the church into, and indeed is going to bring a community of believers worldwide into, where the very words of our mouth will become life before our very eyes.
It's like Samuel. God said that your words won't fall to the ground without them being answered.
That's right. Samuel is an example. Moses is an example. Elijah is an example. These are all examples of what the Lord wants you and I to be in Him.
Okay, is this theory with you or is this fact? Does God answer all of your prayers, Nita?
I can't say that I have come into a place yet where He is answering every single prayer. But He answers so many of my prayers, I can't think of one in a long, long time that He hasn't answered.
Give me an example of a prayer that you've prayed that He has answered.
Well, have you ever... This is probably going to be silly to some people, but when He takes me out on the road, like we just went to Israel, we had a tremendous time in intercession in Israel. I was taken up into, the Lord came and got me. I went to sleep. A few minutes after I went to sleep, He woke me up and took me off into the Spirit, or into heaven with Him. And He began to put prayer after prayer in my heart, right out of the Word. They were scriptures regarding Israel, right out of the Bible. And as that prayer penetrated my heart, I would pray it. And as I prayed it, Sid, I don't know how else to explain it, but it was as though I could see with my own eyes the living essence, the life of that prayer coming to pass. It was like the scripture, like I was watching it in three-dimensional cinematography. It was the most incredible thing I've ever experienced. And at the end of every prayer, we prayed, I don't know, maybe 12, 13, 14 scriptures like this. And I would watch Him, and He would go into the same intercession that I would go into as these prayers came into my heart. And at the end, He would let me know that that prayer is going to be fulfilled. It is answered and therefore fulfilled. We went through many prayers like that. The last thing that He did with me is He took me, we came down by the Mediterranean Sea, and He quoted to me the promise that he gave to Abraham. First of all, he took me up into the heavens and he showed me the stars of the sky, and he said, and he reiterated to me the promise that he made to Abraham about his descendants being as the stars of the sky. Then he took me down by the Mediterranean, and he said, and as the sands of the sea will Abraham's descendants be in this day. And so I saw in my own vision, in my own heart, I experienced the fulfillment of covenants that were made clear back in the day of Abraham to the Jewish people. And so some might say, well, that's so extraordinary. Nothing like that would ever happen to me. My dear friend, that is how we have been created to walk with God. I've had so many experiences like that with him, I cannot tell you.
What stops us? What stops us from, I mean, any true believer says, I want to walk with God that way. But the truth is, many are called, few
are chosen because of the love of the world in our heart. We can't, our hearts have, our spirit, our soul, our heart has to be conditioned.
It's got to be almost like the days of Noah right now.
Yeah, it is.
And there weren't too many that went along with Noah, just his family made
it. That's right. And the Bible even brings it down to just Noah having the true righteousness. I mean, his righteousness saved his family. The Lord tells us that in the book of Ezekiel. And so, but the Lord has people that he is setting aside for this very kind of walk with him today. However, the call has gone out to all. How would you like to wake up one day and maybe have a headache or whatever, and you don't really want to go out of your room, and you think, well, I don't really want to sleep either, so I just want to spend some time worshiping the Lord. And in a moment's time, there Jesus is in front of you. How would you like to walk with him like that?
This happens to you.
Yes.
I mean, that's the thing that provokes me to jealousy. And the thing, Mishbucha, that Nita has been saying is that you are called to this special walk. And it's not a matter of you being called. You are called. It's a matter of you accepting or not. So what does someone say that says, intellectually, I understand all of this, but I'm weak. I like watching the sporting event. I like indulging myself, but I'd much rather have what Nita's talking about. What can I do?
I would start today by setting aside a half hour day for the Word, a half hour day for prayer, and praying nothing else but this: Lord, I want to know you. Show me what you require of me that I might know you the way Jesus did when he walked on the face of this earth. And if you will pray that prayer and mean it in your heart, if you will read the Word and ask the Lord to reveal himself to you through his Word, I can promise you he will change your life.
Again, before we started the broadcast, you told me that the Lord had shown you three things that are in process of happening to Israel that are going to be almost barometers for us. Tell me that again.
The first was I saw a map of the nation of Israel, and suddenly virgins popped up all over the face of this map. And I knew the Lord's told me that he was sealing the virgins of Israel. Secondly.
Stop. What does that mean, sealing the virgins
that means
of Israel?
That he has sent an angel out. He did this shortly after I had this vision. He has sent an angel out to mark the foreheads of those who were destined for a special walk of purity before him. Those who would become, you might say, pillars of the church in Israel as the Lord pours out revival.
Is this the 144,000? Is this forerunners of the 144,000, or do you not know?
I would say probably forerunners of the 144,000. They are people that are going to have extraordinary walks with the Lord.
So they've already been picked out, but they don't even know it yet.
Probably. I doubt that any of them at this point know it, but they've been sealed.
You think a lot will be really strong rabbis, prominent rabbis that have whole synagogues?
That's the next thing that he showed me, is that I saw rabbis reading the word. And then I saw the face of Messiah suddenly come up out of the word, three-dimensional, so that these rabbis saw him in the word.
That sure beats the best evangelist I know of.
Me too.
That to me, that's supernatural evangelism.
That's supernatural. And then the third thing was that he was going to diminish Israel's economy, which is going on right now. So that being the third thing, we know that the other two things have already begun. The marking of the virgins, the beginning of the revealing of Messiah to these rabbis. Even if they don't have a full comprehension of it yet, they're beginning, their heart is being opened to the reality of Messiah in the Word.
You know, it's to me, a real indication of the times we're living in is the door that God opened in our ministry. The fact that we can be on secular television, prime time, in Israel, in just about every house in Israel with our television show, it's supernatural. It shows that, I mean, it's outrageous to believe we can do this.
Yes.
It has to be God.
Yes, that's right.
Man cannot do this.
No.
But what is it? You've mentioned many times Bush's stand on Israel. The fate of America is so contingent upon this. What will what's going on in Israel, how will that affect us in America?
Well, if America stands with Israel, there is a tremendous blessing that is going to perpetrate well-being.
It's not locked in concrete that America will stand with Israel?
Not yet. That's where our intercession comes in. If we will intercede for Bush, intercede that God is going to reveal His own plan and purpose to Bush. And I pray through visitation, because that's what the Lord told me He was going to do. That's what happened to Reagan, was that Jesus visited him. And so I'm praying that for Bush.
Now, I don't know about this. Tell me about the visitation President Reagan had.
When President Reagan was shot, the Lord appeared to him and told him, if you will do everything you can to bring prayer back into the schools, then I will let you live.
How do you know this?
Well, a friend of Reagan's. I don't want to mention their name, but
no, that's okay.
Yeah, but a mutual friend.
So we have to pray for a visitation
for Bush,
for our president.
Yes.
But you know what? We have to pray for a visitation for us.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
with what I know and you know, and what the Bible says is going to be happening in our lifetime. Now's the time. And Mishpucha, prayer is not an option for a select few as religion has perpetrated it. It's for you. You need a book that will get you so excited about prayer, get you so enthusiastic about prayer, that you'll want prayer more than your favorite carnal thing. She wrote a book called The Overcoming Life Through Prayer. It's written for you. Have your name on it. Call or write today. $10 postage paid.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, cassette catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order only line 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Look us up on the web, www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.